Hello, Blind Cool Tech listeners. Sam Britton here with yet another podcast, and this time the podcast is going to be on an FTP client called Transmit. And we have the computer all set up here so that we can navigate it. I have mentioned this FTP client on some broadcasts before. In fact, the last one I did when I was asking about the situation with the FTP uploads for Blind Cool Tech. And out of that, I got some emails asking me. Got one gentleman asking me where I could, where he could get Transmit. I pointed that out, and then he had it, and he wasn't sure how to work it. So we're going to go into it once and for all, and lay down a recording here as to how to get it going, because it does have a fairly comprehensive feature set, but. In any event, we'll go through it and try to get it going. In case you hear a little noise in the background, I got electric heater on down here. It is cold here in the Midwest, boy. I bet some of you living here in the Midwest, I don't need to tell you that. You already know. It's been a lot colder this year so far, particularly as we slid into January. All that warm weather we had back in December got cut off with a vengeance, and it's been kind of chilly ever since. So we got the heater on down here. It's one of these halogen heaters, and it's got a halogen bulbs in it with a forced air blower, and boy, it feels really good on the legs and stuff. So we got it over here fairly close to where we're sitting, because it's probably about 60 degrees down here, and it gets pretty chilly after a while sitting here down here in this basement, which is where our studio is located. Okay, anyway, first thing I want to cover, just so everybody knows, and I appreciate the emails a whole lot. Okay, so please don't misunderstand what I'm going to say here. Please be aware that I'm not always going to be very prompt at answering emails sometimes, because with the broadcast that we do and a lot of the research that we do, we don't have a lot of time to do that. And I definitely don't have a lot of time to teach people one-on-one how to deal with different pieces of software that I talk about from time to time. So the best way for me to do this is to make one recording. You download it, you play it, and play it as many times as you have to. If there's something you missed the first time, you can go back and you can play it again, and it's just a lot easier that way, because I'll tell you, sometimes you can get on the telephone or emails, particularly emails. I hate doing correspondence through email any more than I have to. I'll do it sometimes when it's regarding something dealing with our broadcast, but I'm the kind of guy, if there's a way I can talk to you via phone, I like that a lot better, because I can get a heck of a lot more said on the phone than I can in an email in 5 minutes, for example. So, anyway, that's the deal there. Anyway, back again, I got a phone call, so that's what disrupted me there. But anyway, what I wanted to basically get across to you is that when it comes to situations hands-on, it's just probably as easy to do a recording like what we're doing here as it is to do anything else, because of the time spent. And if you multiply having to go through with each individual by however many, then you've got a real situation on your hands, because you could spend literally God knows how long doing this kind of stuff. And I, you know, like I say, I don't mind doing it, but it's just far easier to do it with a recording than it is to do it through email or whatever the case may be. So anyway, having said that, let's get on with it. Now, when you first get Transmit, you understand that it is a shareware program. And if I remember correctly, I think shareware is $29 to get a code to unlock it. It can be used without paying the shareware fee, but you will not have any bookmarks. Okay? That is what's off limits to you. I like the program, all things considered. I think the way they have the bookmarks laid out is a little bit illogical. I would much rather have a direct menu for the bookmarks instead of the way they've got it. You have to go down through Well, let's just go into the program and
Doc V Control Sound Studio.
Let me get
v
over
control,
here to
Sounds Dragon 2-6 Titanium.
Okay, let
Dragon
me move
sound,
back
v
over.
Control, nice audio hijack extended. See speech rumpus transmit. Press transmit.
Okay, let's go into transmit. To actually call up the bookmarks, you have to go deep in to
transmit the information corner server window.
Somewhat
audio, files pop up button.
Let's
menu bar on at transmit file edit view go transfer favorites.
Favorites. Okay, yeah, you got favorites. That's what they call them. Favorites. You do it so much you forget. You know, you just forget what half what you're doing. You just do it in robot mode. Okay, but if you notice when you go to the favorites menu, you have to go down to the favorites submenu and then click with control option space using voiceover, and then you're actually into the favorites. I would much rather them just put the favorites all in a row right under that menu, and some of the other
closing menu,
some of the other stuff be under a separate menu. But oh well, they didn't ask me. It's still my opinion the better FTP client for OS X, even so. Now, the one thing, when you've, let's assume you have Transmit and you've purchased it, okay? You've purchased it, you've registered it, okay? One thing that it has, as do so many things with the OS, is the toolbar. Now, I don't know about you, but I find the toolbars something that get in my way. And so therefore, I don't like using them. Some of you might, but I think they add a lot of clutter, and they certainly do in this program. So there's two things that I do. I go under the View menu, and I go to Hide Toolbar, and I hide the toolbar. I don't use the toolbar. Some of you might, and you're going to have to explore that one on your own. But I don't, okay? So in my case, the toolbar is hidden, okay? So the first thing you want to do, if you want to run Transmit the way I run it, you want to hide the toolbar, okay? Now, the next thing that you want to do is go under View Options. And I don't know about you, but I don't like all that clutter. So I go in under View Options, and I turn all that stuff off, uncheck all those boxes in View Options, okay? You know, the date, and all that kind of stuff. I just uncheck all those boxes. I want my interface to be as clutter-free as possible. Now, assuming you've turned that off, you have an interface that looks a lot like the way we're going to go through here. Now, what we have done here a while ago, you heard me open it and it logged in, and it said, welcome to the Information Corner Center, something
finder,
like that. Let me go back in. Let's do it again.
Transmit application. Document.
Information Corner File Server is what it said, okay? Now, it's going to drop in. Come on. You can do it. I don't
transmit
know what.
The Information Corner Server window audio.
Okay, the Information files, Corner Server, it says, okay, and it said audio files selected. Okay, what you've got on Transmit, now this is assuming you've turned off all that stuff that gets in your way. You have two tables that you interact with. One is called Their Stuff, and the other one is called Your Stuff. In my case, the directory that the My Stuff location is set up for is my partition on this Macintosh, which is called audio files. That's simply all I call it because the vast majority of stuff that I do on this machine is audio related. So anyway, let's move over to the right.
Dim button. Splitter. Sam Britton pop-up button.
Okay, Sam Britton, it says. Sam Britton pop-up button. What this machine has done is it's dropped me into my home directory on my FTP server. Okay, the way I have Transmit configured, I have it configured to drop into my favorite server, which is my server, okay? And we'll get into some of the intricacies of the preferences here in a minute. But right now, I'm just giving you a overview of the interface, okay? So you have two pop-up menus, and one of them shows the directory that the remote site, you know, the directory that's selected on the remote site, and the other one shows the directory that is selected on your personal computer that you are using. Okay, so let's move on.
Dim button. Table.
Table. Okay, we're at the two tables. You notice there's two tables here.
Table.
Okay, there's the right table. That's Their Stuff table. That's the remote server.
Table.
And then there's the table on the left side, which is the table which shows the contents of the hard drive that you have selected in the preferences. Okay. Now, on the local side of it, you can navigate anywhere on your computer using the up and down arrows. You can, once you interact, like, for example, we'll interact with the...
Table.
Let's go to the left table. We'll interact.
Table blank. Table.
Okay, there's nothing in that directory right now. So if I want to get out of that table, I can hit my command up arrow.
Parent.
And then it goes up to the parent directory, and then in that table... Now we have...
Currently not busy, busy indicator. Table, table.
Let's re-interact with it again.
Table, on, name, audio, audio, edit, text. Audio, files, flash drive, mac.hd, network, audio, row 1, name, column, audio, files, flash drive, mac.hd.
Okay, now if I want to go down into the hard drive, I can eventually get over to my desktop. There, I just went into the... command down arrow. By the way, that's something you need to understand. When you're navigating files and folders, the up and down arrows in transmit are the way you navigate. When you get over a folder...
Users.
Okay, now we're over users. I'll do command down arrow.
No rows.
Okay, now we're in users.
Sam Britton, row 1, name, column.
Now we're in my... I have the cursor over my folder, which is the only folder on this machine.
No rows.
Now I'm down into my folder. Command down arrow.
Documents. Desktop.
Okay, now if I want to go into desktop,
no rows.
Command down arrow. Now I'm in the desktop.
Documents 2. PLS.
Okay, PLS. I can go in here and navigate the files in the PLS directory here. But anyway, as you can see, you use your up down arrows to navigate. Now there are variations in what you can do in the preferences. Okay. You can go in and change how the command down arrow, for example, interacts with files. Okay. You can have it where it will where it'll just download a file, which is the way I have it, or you can have it various other ways, and we'll get into some of that in a minute. But for now, we're using the up down arrows to navigate. Now I'm going to get out of this network of directories I've dropped myself into by hitting the command up arrow several times.
Parent.
Okay, now I'm at the top.
Audio, files, flash drive, mac.hd.
Okay, that's as high as I can go.
Flash drive, audio, files.
Okay, I'm going to put it back into the audio files directory, okay? Now, the same holds true on FTP server. I can drop in on the remote site and navigate through the same way. Command down arrow. Let's just do it. Let's just...
Stop interact table.
Okay, let's just interact with this table.
Interact with table on name 5100000326000.rev.a.pdf 5100000326000.rev.a.pdf.
All right, that is a manual that I have stored up here for the two-wire home portal gateway. Okay, there is a PDF manual for it, and I do have it on my FTP server here. Now, let us suppose I want to download this manual. I would simply put my cursor over it, and there's two ways I can do it. I can put my cursor over the item that I want to download and go either...
Menu bar on Apple. Transmit. File. Edit. View. Go. Transfer.
Okay, go to the transfer menu and I can go...
Mode. Submenu. Download.
Download, and I could just do Control Option Space.
Download. Transmit as new window.
Okay, now what has happened is the way I have my transmit configured, I have it downloading and the queue window is opened off in the background. That's why it said transmit has new window. And you just heard that PDF come down. It's done. It came down already. However, another way when it comes to files, you can just put your cursor.
5100000415000 gateway 2000 IG rev. A.pdf.
Okay, that's another PDF manual for the gateway. Now, I can also download this by just simply doing command down arrow. The same keys that were allowing me to navigate folders, if I do command down arrow over a file, will go...
Transmit as new window.
And that one's down already. I think that one's the installation manual. That one's the shorter of the two. Okay, so as you can see... It's pretty easy to navigate, and of course, a lot of it hinges on how you have the preferences set up. Now, there's two ways you can have it set up. You can have it set up like I do, where it uses queue for all transfers. That's where it uses it pops up the queue window whenever something is being downloaded. And I like that better because I can quit out of all the windows, and as long as transmit is in the background, it'll keep downloading or uploading or whatever it is that it's doing. However, if I turn off that feature, use queue for all transfers, then I have to leave the window open showing the directories and all that, because if I close that window, it'll stop the transfer. And I don't like that. I like to have, if I've got a long download or a long upload going, I like to throw it into the background and do other stuff on the computer while I'm uploading or downloading a file. And with the transfer, with it set up to use queue for all transfers, I can have that thing run invisibly in the background. Okay, so all kinds of neat things that you can do, a lot of neat choices you can do. So why don't we, since we went through a basic idea of the interface, let's take a break and go over here to the preferences. Now, there's two different sets of preferences on this thing. There's the regular preferences, and then there's advanced preferences. Now, I'm still experimenting somewhat with advanced preferences. I've never had to use them up to this point, but they're there. But for the sake of this recording, for the moment, we're just going to go into the regular preferences, which is command comma.
Preferences, general window, 23 items, general button.
Okay, let press me general press button. General, and we'll show you what's under general. Let's
files button.
Okay, this is the choices you have in preferences, the subjects that you can work on.
General button.
You have the general preferences. That's just general preferences.
Files button.
Files determines how the program is going to behave when interacting with files.
Transfers button.
Transfers determines how the program will behave when you are dealing with the transfers that you want to download or upload.
Network button.
Network is for proxy information and stuff like that that the program might need in special situations.
Default FTP client.
Okay, now we're into the general preferences. Default FTP client.
Transmit pop-up button.
Transmit, and you could actually
press menu
in this
on
machine.
Finder, OmniWeb. Select ellipsis, OmniWeb Finder, transmit, check mark, transmit.
Okay. I didn't know that OmniWeb would do FTP, but apparently it will. OmniWeb is it's a browser that I haven't quite worked through all of it yet, but that's for another day and another subject. But anyway, it's a choice on the list in here that it asked me. So apparently it'll do FTP. I didn't know that. Learn something new every day here, right? Okay, so anyway, it says default
FTP client.
Default FTP client.
Transmit. Default favorite.
Default favorite.
The information corner server pop-up button.
The information corner server. Now here is where, assuming you've got favorites already set up, you can select whatever favorite that you want to have. And it's a little pop-up menu, and you can pop it up and go to whatever servers you have cached in your favorites, and whichever server you pick from will be the default server that the FTP client will go to on startup when you launch the program, okay?
Immediately connect to default on startup. Checkbox.
Immediately connect to default on startup, okay? That's when you start transmit. You can have it's just like in your like in Safari or any other web browser. You know, you have your home page, or you can have your home FTP directory, okay, and server. So that's what that's all about.
Favorites, include iDisk, uncheck checkbox.
Include iDisk.
Include Bonjour, uncheck.
Include Bonjour, which, by the way, that's a whole nother interesting subject. I never knew what you could do with Bonjour, but I do now, and it works real good for sending high bandwidth audio around the subnet around the house here. We'll talk about that later.
Show server icons. Checkbox.
Show server icons. You can. I don't know if that really affects anything. It's on this program, but I don't guess it has to be.
Tabs. Select new tabs as they are created. Checkbox.
Select new tabs as they are created.
Tabs. Select new tabs as they are created. Checkbox.
I guess it doesn't have to be on. Or off, at least for me it don't. I never really paid attention to it.
Always show tab bar on checkbox.
Always show tab bar. I don't even have the tab bar turned on. That's more clutter. So it's unchecked.
Double click action.
Double click action.
Transfer pop-up button.
Transfer. See, you got a choice. Remember we were talking about using command down arrow or double clicking on files or whatever. I use command down arrow. Double click action allows you to, with a mouse, you know, go click, 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 you know, click, click, you know, twice. You know, you can double click and start a download going, or you can use command down arrow if you're using VoiceOver. And I suppose you could probably do Control Option Shift double click of the space bar, and it might get a file downloading. But I've never tried it. I just use the down arrow, Command down arrow. It works fine. So anyway, double click action, transfer. Let me show you what's under it.
Press menu on transfer. Check edit.
Edit.
Edit an external editor.
Edit an external editor.
Edit an external
editor.
Okay,
those are the three choices.
Edit, transfer, do nothing.
Oh, do nothing is the other one.
Do
you
nothing.
You can have it where it'll do nothing if you double click on something.
Transfer, check mark.
Put it back on transfer, even though it never really seemed to phase me one way or the other with the way I navigate it.
Command, down, file editor, command, down arrow also performs this action.
Yeah, command down arrow also performs this action, it says, regarding the, you know, the transferring of files.
Transfer.
Let me change that over. I want to see what it says when I select something else here.
Command. Down arrow also performs this action.
Yeah, apparently.
Edit pop-up button. Press menu on transfer.
Apparently, transfer. If I change that over to the other options, command down arrow will also duplicate any double-clicking action. So apparently, if I change that over to something else, command down arrow is affected as well. So, see, I just set this thing up and I forget it, you know. And so this is why some of it doesn't sound quite as obvious to me as it should. But anyway, we'll go through it together and we'll figure it out, okay?
Command. Down arrow also performs this action.
Okay, we just had that.
File editor font.
File editor font.
Font example. Select button.
Okay, I don't even fool with that. It's working fine. Why bother?
Check for transmit updates automatically. Uncheck checkbox.
Okay, you know what that is. That's check for transmit updates automatically. I have that unchecked because I'll determine that. I like to be in firm control of my machine. I don't like somebody doing too much for me.
General button.
Okay, now we're back to general. Let's go to files now.
Files button. Press files button table.
Okay, now.
Custom file editors.
Custom file editors.
Table.
And you can add a new editor. In this case, I think text edit is already in there.
Button.
So I don't have to add anything. And see, there's the button where I can add it if I want.
Dim button. Dim button. Use default application for all files. Uncheck checkbox.
Use default application for all files. Uncheck checkbox. I don't have it checked. I guess it could be.
File listings.
File listings.
Use spring-loaded folders. Check checkbox.
Use spring-loaded folders.
Uncheck.
I'm going to turn that off.
Checkbox.
I don't really like it in the Finder, so why have it here? It's never bothered me, but I turned it off anyway.
Show exact file sizes in bytes. Uncheck checkbox.
Okay. I have that unchecked.
Use generic icons. Uncheck checkbox.
Use generic icons.
Ask before deleting items. Check checkbox.
Ask before deleting items. You always want that on because if you don't, it's very easy to make a mistake.
ASCII file extensions.
ASCII file extensions.
Table.
And you know what that is. That's for making sure that the extensions are correct. You know, they're listed in a table there so that when you download something from a server or upload something, that all that stuff will be correct and it'll be uploaded or downloaded correctly.
Button. Dim button. Default your stuff. Audio. Files pop-up button.
Default your stuff. Okay, that's where you can set up the default directory for transmit to log into for your local side of the setup. You know, remember we were talking about how there's a their stuff table and a your stuff table. Well, the your stuff table is the local table that navigates whatever hard drive you have it to default to. Now, the local table by default, if I remember correctly, I think is the desktop, okay? I have it set to a directory on another hard drive because, you know, I don't do a whole lot on my main drive that's in the machine. I have a separate drive mounted in there. In fact, it's a SCSI drive, and all of my audio is written to that drive for productions and different things like that, and I have all of my audio programs set up to save and to work on files on that drive. So I have this pointing there because if I have massive amounts of MP3s to upload to a server, I can do it, you know, and I don't have to select that. Every time I go in, it's already pre-selected. Now, you know, like I said, I can use the up arrow and come up out of that directory and be on the frontmost part of the machine, but for the most part, I like it going into that directory because that's where 99.75% of anything I do regarding FTP happens. So anyway, default your stuff, audio files, it said.
Batch download location. Audio files pop up.
Batch download location is the same as the default your stuff, the way I've got mine configured, because I don't want stuff coming down on other parts of my machine. Now, you set those to determine for yourself where you want them to go. If you've got a big enough drive as the root drive, the main drive, you may very well just want all this stuff to default to your desktop or perhaps your users folder or something like that. That's up to you, but that's the way I have mine set up.
General button, files button, transfers button.
Transfers, okay. This basically gets
press
into...
transfers, but ask me what to do, pop-up
okay,
button.
Yeah, see...
downloading files.
Here's the options. Downloading files.
Ask me what to do, pop-up button.
Ask me what to do, pop-up button, and you can change
press
that to...
on, ask me what to do, check mark, replace the existing file. Try to resume the transfer. Skip the file. Skip the file. Try to resume the transfer. Replace the existing file. Ask me what to do. Check mark.
Okay, that's the choices.
Ask me what to do. Downloading folders. Ask me what to do. Pop-up button.
Okay, downloading folders. Ask me what to do. All these in their default are ask me what to do.
Press menu on. Ask replace the existing folder. Merge the existing folder. Skip the folder. Skip the folder.
Okay, that's the choices under that one.
Merge the existing folder. Replace the existing folder. Ask me what to do. Check mark. Ask me what to do.
I like leaving it at ask me what to do.
Uploading files. Ask me what to do. Pop-up button.
Uploading files. Ask me what to do. Let's
press
see what's under that.
Ask me what. Replace the existing file. Try to resume the transfer. Skip the file. Skip the file. Try to replace the existing. Ask me what to do. Check mark. Ask me what to do.
Okay.
Uploading folders. Ask me what to do. Pop-up button.
Uploading folders. Ask me
press
what to do. And
ask me what to replace the existing folder. Merge the existing folder. Skip the folder. Skip the folder. Merge the replace. Ask me what to do. Check mark.
Okay.
Ask me
so
what
as
to
you
do.
Can see, I have all those set the same way. Because that way, if I do something stupid by accident, it will ask me, are you sure you want to do this? Are you really sure you want to do this? Anyway.
Q. Use Q for all transfers. Check box.
Use Q for all transfers. Remember we were talking about that a while ago? If that box is checked, it makes you can do downloads without it, but if you accidentally close the main transmit window, they're stopped. But if you have that box checked, you can close all windows and then just hide the program and everything will keep going. And then if you want to look to see the progress of the download, you can go into the queue window with the window chooser menu and you can hit the little scroll area there, interact with that, and you can go and see what the progress is on the transfer as it's happening. So anyway, I like having that box checked. You'll have to play with it and decide for yourself. Another thing I like about having that box checked is if I do command down arrow to start a download in progress, you know, to get one going, it always says when I start the download, transmit has new window with that box checked. Now, if I don't have it checked, it doesn't say anything. So I don't know what I'm doing at that point. You know, I can assume reasonably that my download has gone ahead and started, but I won't know until it gets done, because at the end of the download, at that point, there is a way to set it up, which we'll get into in a minute, so it'll play an alert sound when the download or upload is finished. But anyway, I have that box checked because when it says transfer.